From the News Center, a news focus.
The best thing to do is just bring it up. You know, it's something that a lot of people don't really want to talk about.
And that's the topic of end-of-life decisions. Geisinger's Rob McIlvrey is a doctor of internal medicine. He says deciding exactly what kinds of care and how much care we want can be tough to talk about, although sometimes the discussion presents itself.
Sometimes it's an event that'll trigger it. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's a family member or someone else who's going through a similar kind of thing. Or maybe they've seen something, you know, happen to somebody that they wouldn't want to happen to them.
So how are we doing? How are doctors doing in breaching the subject? When should it be brought up?
We probably could do a better job than we do. It's difficult to say a certain age because everyone is different, and sometimes these issues could be more important for a 55-year-old who's got a lot of medical problems, where a perfectly healthy 80-year-old may not have to face these kind of decisions for a long time. It's something that we probably should bring up more, and I think patients should feel free to bring it up to their doctors.
Dr. McElvrey said we need to eventually face it.
You know, the old line, death and taxes are two things that everyone has to face, so it's eventually something that everyone's going to have to deal with, you know, no matter what your health status.
Admittedly, he says better medicines and procedures have thrown a wrench in the process.
It has gotten more complicated than it needs to be to some degree. That a lot of times people want to try and prepare for every event, and that's kind of impossible. You know, sometimes the forms that we use for these things, you know, living will forms, and are probably more complicated than they need to be. And in general, the best thing to do is just give a general idea of what you would want and just begin the process of talking with whoever is going to be your decision maker.
And therein lies the key.
That's the most important thing, is having a decision maker who knows what your values are and what you would want.
Dr. Rob McIlvrey of Geisinger on decisions for which we all must be prepared. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.